This is Rob Robinson. I'm chair of the Pacifica National Board's Programming Committee. And we have just fielded a quorum, and we are about to initiate our meeting. It is now 9:17 Eastern Time. That's 6:17 Pacific Time. And the Pacifica Programming Committee is going to convene its meeting at this point. The members that we now have in attendance are Sarv Randhawa and Attila Nage from KPFA, Sherna Gluck from KPFK, Lisa Davis and Serene Roberts and Steve Brown from WBAI, Teresa Allen from KPFT, and Rob Robinson, myself, from WPFW. So we have a quorum of eight people currently in attendance. The agenda that we are adopting for this meeting comes in the wake of the adoption on October 20th by the full Pacifica National Board of the programming policy that was sent forward from this committee to the full board. This policy was adopted by all members with a single abstention, and what we are discussing tonight informally, or what we are discussing basically at this meeting, are implementation measures that members have in mind dealing with the items in the program policy that relate to the duties we have to make sure that the mission of the Pacifica board, which is articulated in the Articles of Incorporation, is implemented in the programming that's provided by the Pacifica stations. So we're in the process at this point of discussing that. The first item that members asked to talk about was how the implementation of the of fulfilling the mission can be undertaken, how that can be implemented, that aspect of the policy can be implemented, and secondly, how the what's called the ascertainment features, which are required by the corporation for public broadcasting funding guidelines, which require all stations that operate with non-commercial licenses to appoint a community advisory board, which is responsible for receiving from local station management the local station's program goals, station services, and policy implementation measures, and then the community advisory board will in turn conduct a community needs assessment and report back to the governance of the station and the management of the station, whether or not the station, in view of the community, is fulfilling those goals, putting forth those services, and whether or not the policy measures, for example, the budget allocations, conform to the program goals and services. So that's what we're discussing right at this minute, and I'd just like to ask Sherna Gluck to give us a little bit of a recap on what we were discussing.
Well, I was asking what stations, if any, what LSDs, if any, have seen the community needs assessment, because the issue of how we determine the extent to which the demographics of our communities are being duly represented, both in terms of staffing at the station and programming. How are we going to know any of this if we don't see these community needs assessments, number one? And then, you know, how, the issue of how we try and ascertain if the mission is fulfilled or not. I mean, I don't think anyone's, we all say that programs should be mission-driven, but, you know, there's has not been, as I haven't seen, any kind of way to that this is operationalized.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have concern that if it turns out that indeed the LSVs aren't seeing community needs assessment, is this, are we dealing with this as simply pro forma, or is this being taken seriously? Or for that matter, issues that come up at town hall meetings, which very often are basically community needs assessment.
Does someone have a comment from WBAI or KPFT We haven't heard, or KPFA, we haven't heard from you yet. The question...
No, while you were off the phone, I was explaining that it would be nice if our cabs were uniform in what we did to some degree, and I was explaining how our cab has started and stopped several times.
Mm-hmm.
It would also be nice if a cab did a successful ascertainment, had a clear ascertainment document that it shared us so people could see the format. And might be useful if we had some continuity, if the cabs were basically similarly appointed or went about their business in some similar way.
Yeah, I think we've all seen that problem, getting the cabs up and running. And in our case, when we finally did get one to do a needs assessment, there was no response. What about the issue of determining whether or not we're fulfilling the mission? Do any of the members have any implementation thoughts on that?
State the question one more time.
Well, one of the other specific things that the policy requires us to do, and which the bylaws require us to do, is to determine that the programming that we provide fulfills the Pacifica mission. We know that in many cases our stations have not been able to begin program evaluation, or they've started it but haven't completed it. But assessing whether or not our program schedules comply with the mission should be much easier than going through the more complex process of evaluating individual programs. So the question is, does anyone here have any thoughts about the issue of assessing whether or not we're fulfilling the mission? Yes, Sarv?
Sarv, I can't hear you.
Speak up, Sarv.
Oh? We can't hear you.
At KPFA, our programming council, which is made up of local station board members, community members, as well as the station staff members, they have been undergoing evaluation of all the programs.
Right.
Last year, and they are still continuing on. So, and they have evidently a grid. I have not seen it myself. I'm not on the council. Elaborate system of evaluating the program, and whether they want to keep the program, whether they want to continue it, whether you want to add a new one, or whatever. So that's how they have been determining it.
Sir, do you have, is there a set of criteria they're using?
I'm sorry?
Is there a written set of criteria that are being used that was developed?
They have their own. I mean, I haven't seen it since I'm not, on the government council. But they have their own criteria they use there, and all the we have local station board members on that programming council. We have listener reps on that, and we have a station management people. So that's how we go about evaluating the program.
Rob, I have a suggestion as to how we might proceed on this question, and that is to request that each the program councils, whatever format they take of each station, as well as each PD, send us the criteria that are used in their signal area for program evaluation, and maybe we could kind of start. Use that as a starting point for discussion.
Rob, if I may, Steve Brown.
Thanks, Sherna. Yes, Steve.
It seems to me that we ought to start...
Attila back.
Okay,
thank you, Attila. Go ahead, Steve.
It seems to me that we might start from the bottom up and immediately request of every program from those who produce it a one-paragraph description or statement of what they think their program is doing and how they think it addresses or fulfills the mission. Once we get those, we can start looking at them rather than develop criteria and try to impose them. Let's find out what the program producers think they're doing and how they themselves feel they're addressing the mission. That would be a non-controversial first step.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Controversial for us to be asking programmers.
No, Steve, I think that makes sense, but I do think it will be controversial. But let me just understand clearly. Are you saying that this committee should write to the program directors and ask for them to tell us this,
Let me state this. Originally, a long time ago, I proposed that no program should get on the air, and those programs that were on the air would have to define themselves, what they are about, and how they fulfill the mission. Now, when I said it's not going to be controversial, what I meant, obviously, of course it's going to be controversial, but what I meant is that there would be no programmer who would dare say that he or she was against that. I mean, how could they say it and still hold their head up? I think it's a very unexceptionable response, except that it might frighten many.
But Steve, it's not our role. That's what we want the PDs to do.
So we're trying to develop implementation.
Sure, I think Steve is trying to get there. Just give him some time.
We're asking for methods of implementation. Now, the PD shouldn't have to write this for every program. We shouldn't have to solicit it from every program. But each station, when the PD should ask each of his programmers to provide that one paragraph statement, and that will then be sent to whoever we decide is in a position to evaluate compliance with the mission.
I agree with Steve.
I'm sorry. I thought you were saying that we should ask the individual programmers.
No.
I don't think that's what Steve meant. But Steve, let me just get clear. So the questions are: how do you think your show is doing?
No, I said, Mary. Can you please give me one paragraph saying what do you think your show is about, what its purpose is, and second, how do you think that addresses or fulfills the Pacifica mission? And let them write at whatever length they want, and we'll take it with all the other, and we'll read these things. You know, it would be a good idea to get a consensus of what all our programmers feel about what they're doing.
Sure.
We may find that the definition... There is no real definition of what fulfills the mission. We all know that. But if we have 200 or 300 or 400 or 500 programmers suddenly developing amongst themselves a written description, we might be able to piece together some sort of real-world concept of what it means to fulfill the mission.
So we would basically...
on the stack?
Of course you can. So you're suggesting that we draft something that simply says that goes through, you know, I'm sure would go through the ED, through the GMs, to the PD, that says, can you ask each of your programmers to provide us with a one-paragraph statement that describes what their show is about and how they believe their show fulfills the Pacifica mission?
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, here's what the Pacifica mission is. So that
No. Every programmer has a gut feeling, I hope, of what the mission is, and I'm sure it differs from program to program.
Okay.
Let's not start out with a definition. Let's see what 500...
Oh, okay.
It's the way you do a dictionary.
Okay.
You know, you go look at the language as it's really spoken rather than prescribe, things from the top. Let's find out what the people who are really responsible for doing this think about what they're doing.
Okay, well, that's Steve's recommendation is very clear. I think I heard Serene... on the stack, did I miss someone else?
Put me on the stack too, Teresa.
Oh, Teresa. Okay, Teresa. Thank you. Yes, you did.
Rob, I'm
and Sarv. Okay. I think, in point of fact, I think Teresa was first, then Serene, then Sarv. So, Teresa, you want to weigh in?
Sure. I agree with Steve, and this is an excellent place to start. We've already discussed this at our station, and I don't know whether Ernesto has implemented it in this way, but thankfully, I mean, Steve is on track. He's mentioned it several ways this way, several times this way, and I think it would be useful. I think it would be
okay.
Well, you know, in my church, people say, well, you know, you should have an elevator speech. You should be able to describe, you know, what you believe going from the first to the seventh floor. And I think that if programmers don't have that in their head, what they're trying to do, then we have a little bit of chaos. And I think it'd be good for them to articulate it.
Rob, would you put me on the stack, please?
Yes, of course. Serene Roberts is next, then Sarb, then Sherna.
Now, you know, each station has a programming committee. Many stations also have program councils. And it seems to me, rather than to generate for a national committee 100 statements from each station, because we're looking at 168 hours, some programs being more than, you know, more than 1 hour, but looking at a minimum, I would think, of 100 statements, about what people think they're covering. It's not about the programmer's self-assessment, although I think self-assessment is an important part of any evaluation. I think it actually is much more, I mean, I don't know that I want or can devote the time to reading, although I do try to listen to other
we'll excuse you from reading the statements.
I'm sorry, I have the floor. Please don't interrupt. I don't know that the best use of the time for someone in Houston is spending time reading 100 statements from someone in New York, a station that they're not elected to serve directly and that they often, you know, I don't know how much time they spend listening to. So I think it does make sense to make sure that each local programming committee does, in fact, have this kind of information, or that there are discussions between the program council, where there is one, and the programming local station board programming committee, that those discussions are had on the local level, and it makes sense to invite the chair of the local programming committee to join this committee, chairs to join this committee for a call to actually discuss what steps they're taking with regard to program evaluation and mission compliance and so on and so forth. But simply generating, you know, a bunch of paper. So we can say, well, gee, we've got these programmers looking at them so carefully. I'm not sure if that's the best use of our time or theirs.
Okay.
Put me back on the stack, please, Teresa.
Okay. Well, we have a few things to get through. The next is Sarv Randhawa.
I'm going to be here just a very short time, and I'm just going to share a couple of things.
Yes.
One is that we have just passed this very elaborate and comprehensive program policy, and we have not had any chance whatsoever on behalf of Pacifica management and the people that are supposed to implement our policy, any kind of feedback from them and how they're doing it and how they're implemented. And I think it's a little bit premature to just start writing away request to each individual program at every station in the country and asking them what your vision is and how you think the program is fulfilling the vision.
Okay.
And so I think that just wait a while and ask the management, if, you know, programming committees, programming councils, program directors, each station that are undergoing the evaluation of these programs, and we have to wait and not interfere in that, because sometimes we do not understand the local needs of each different area and unique station that each specific station represents. And we are a little further removed. And even though I know intellectually we are very, very superior beings, but I think we should give credit to them who are closest to the programming demographic to decide that. So,
okay.
That note, I'm going to leave, and I'm sorry I have to leave, and
Sarb, thank you for participating with us. Sherna is next on the stack, and then Teresa wants to come back, and then I want to try to wrap.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually agree with everybody. But I particularly agree with Sarb and Lisa. We need, it seems to me, I mean, I don't think concerned about our overstepping our role. I think the big issue is for us to ask PDs, program consoles, what information, or what is your process? How are you evaluating programs? What are your criteria? What is it that you ask of programmers? And that we start there. I mean, I agree, and what we've said and what we want at KPFK are these kinds of statements. But it's not happening. And what has to happen is, I believe, pressure from us on program consoles and on PDs to be getting this, rather than collecting them for us. So, in other words, I want the first step to happen, which is asking program directors and program consoles to please let us know how they are evaluating programs. How are they evaluating the extent to which the mission is being fulfilled? What kinds of statements do they ask their programmers to, what kinds of self-evaluations and statements about their programs do they ask programmers to write? And then what criteria have they developed? So that we then look at that material as a way to say, okay, this is how three signal areas but it might be helpful for you at the other two signal areas to think about doing it, et cetera. Seems to me that that's more in the nature of our role as a national committee than our asking people to collect this material and send it to us. I support that this is done. It's more a matter of what should the my problem is with the process and the order of things.
Okay. Thanks, Sharon. I think I understand what you're saying. Teresa was next in the stack, and then I wanted to try to wrap it up.
Well, I agree with Sharna that we should ask the program directors for the process. Forgive me for comparing Pacifica to my church, but I think that for many, what they hear on this on their stations is rather spiritual. It's certainly social justice oriented, and it certainly takes them to many, in many people's opinion, to a higher plane. I think that we can definitely ask for these statements through the program directors, and that would be supporting them in their work. And they could certainly say, I don't just want this for myself. Although I think every program director should have this. We've discussed this at KPFT, and we've discussed it in our ad hoc World Affairs and News Committee, and we've discussed it in several different venues, that it's appropriate to ask the programmers what they're attempting to do. So I think we would be just backing up our program directors to say, we would like this information. And I think that having the same question get asked of all programmers would be very useful. And we could maybe learn some things from that. I think that I visited two different churches this weekend, and one was even a different denomination, and I learned a lot from that. And I think that each of the stations could learn, each of the programmers, if they got this feedback, could learn a lot from reading this. And so please don't make a statement that, it would not be worth my time to see what a programmer is trying to achieve at KPFA or WBAI. I get inspiration from that when I see somebody, thinking out of the box. To me, it's very useful information.
Okay. I just want to weigh in with a couple of things. One is that this committee has gone to extraordinary lengths both years to solicit specific input from management, and we have yet to get one formal response about anything. The second thing I would say is that we have asked many of our stations to ask the very questions that Steve brought forward, about what is your show about, and how do you think it fulfills the mission? And I've seen it, the question begun to be asked, but there's never been any follow through. So I tend to agree with Serene that the key question is, what's the best way to actually get this done? Because we have raised these questions with management, with the program directors, and with the general managers, and asked them to work with us, and we're not hearing back anything. And from all of our positions as LSB members, I think we've seen the process of evaluation begin to move forward, but there's no follow-through. So I think the real question is, I think that the question Steve is asking is fundamental, but the problem is, how do we do it in such a way that we get a response, that it actually happens? Because in the past, there has been no response. It's not happening. And I'm not going to go into all of the issues around that, but basically, those are the two issues I would leave you with. These are the questions that need to be asked, and they need to be kept. We can't read all of the answers. That's not our role. But how do we assure that it actually gets done? And that really is an accountability question. So if we can move on to the next issue, I would say we get into the question of, and I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on this, we argue about it, but the issue of commercial programming, how do we identify commercial programming? This is something that we talk about very briefly. We all have seen major arguments about what constitutes commercial programming, and I think our view is, in the policy, that there are such things as payola and plugola, but the concern that we have is, what criteria can we set at the local level that identify shows that go over the line into the commercial area? Does anyone have anything to say about that issue, or do we see that as being a lesser priority?
Rob, I have concern about just not coming up with some resolution on the issue that we've just been discussing. I mean,
okay.
It's going to disappear. If we can figure out a process on which we can agree, I think that we all have the same concern. And that the major issue is, what process should be, should we try and implement to get at this? So I just, I fear this can just disappear and go down the black hole, and that's going to be the end of it, unless we try.
We're running into our time. Well, fine, Sharna, let's discuss it. I think the problem that we're coming up with is that we all are agreed that this is critical information. That what a show's programmer or producer believes it's about and how it fulfills the mission is information that should be on record and should be available, and it should be a tool to be used in evaluation, but some kind of way we can't get that done. In your view, what's the best way to approach that?
I think we certainly could start with a motion at requesting that each program director and every program committee or council send us the method that they use to evaluate programs, including the statements that they request of the programmers, so that we understand that the first step is to just understand their process. Because I think what we all know is that there's
whole
lot being done with regard to the situation.
Well, Sharna, I'm not arguing with you, but then what we're doing is we're asking management to go to the program directors and report back to us and tell us what they're doing.
Yeah. Because in effect, it's what are they doing to implement the national policies, what it comes down to, because that's part of the policy that was just passed.
Okay, respectfully,
Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hey.
I don't think that what we want to do is get in the position of asking people to report back to us about things that they're not doing. I think the issue is, if it's important for somebody to ask on a regular basis every programmer, What is your show about, and how does it fulfill the mission? I think all we want to do is we want to make sure that that happens and that's available.
How are we
to ask them to report about other things that they may be doing in relation to that puts us in the position of people objecting and saying, well, you're asking us to give you reports and you don't know what we want. I think the issue here is this sort of self-evaluation should exist everywhere. It's the basis for doing any kind of program evaluation at all. The question is, will management get the information or will they not get the information? And I think to ask them other questions that may precipitate the information is an illusion. The question is, if we think this information has to be collected in order for evaluation to move forward, then I think we have to simply make a motion to say, in the process of doing evaluation, you've got to do this. This has to be on file. If you don't do it, you're not doing program evaluation. But if we ask them to report about what they're doing, we're asking them to tell us stories.
Wait a minute. This is Teresa. Let me respond to that. I think this. We're not trying to create busy work, and I don't see that we're trying to attack anybody.
No, of course we're not, Teresa.
But I think that if you gave this request to our program director, that he would do it. He would respond, and I think he might actually find it useful. I mean, he has been given assignments before, and he's fulfilled them. So I don't understand. I think Sharon is right. I think we just need to put it in a motion, and because it's difficult for us to do anything unless we have some feedback as to. It's not our place to be making everybody jump, but unless we find out how people are achieving these things, we can't really do our job. So, Sharna, I'd say put it in the form of a motion. Let's get on with it.
Okay, Sharna, can you do that for us?
Yeah, I mean, what I would move is that the...
Who's taking minutes?
I am.
Sharna is.
Okay. You're the woman to do the job, then. Great.
Let me just kind of say it. Let's do it in the form of a motion. I'm sure that I'm reflecting what people are saying. And that is part of the national program policy that has been approved by the DNB calls for evaluation of programs. An element of this evaluation is the fulfillment, mission fulfillment by programs. We request that each PD follow up with their programmers, requesting them to both state the goal of the program. I didn't quite get what Steve was saying, his goal, and the way in which their program fulfills the mission. I didn't write this down as I was saying it, so I just want to kind of get the ideas out there and see if that's what we're talking about.
Well, can
that's exactly what Steve said.
Steve, is that what you said? Is that what you meant?
Are you still there?
Hi, sorry. Say that again.
Well, we can always go through the tape. And
well, what Sharnam basically moved is that we should pass a motion that asks management to go to program directors and say, in the process of doing program evaluation, we believe that you should go to the programmers and request that they provide you with information about what they think the substance of their program is about and how they feel it's fulfilling the mission. Is that correct, Sharna?
Yeah, and, you know, I should call up because I think there's language actually about self-evaluation in the policy itself. I would frame it as the PNB the national program policy, which mandates that programs be evaluated. Part of that evaluation is, and then the
It says program evaluation should encourage programmers to explain how they fulfill the Pacifica mission and to detail their efforts to assure that their programs are educational, informative, and engaging.
Where did you get that?
From the policy.
Bravo!
Okay. So, which section is it? So I could just go back.
It's 8.0.
Okay. So we could say, to implement 3.0 of the recently passed National Program Policy, we request that each program director ask their programmers information, something like that.
Okay. I mean, I think as we discuss this, our attitude about how to implement it is shifting, but that's fine.
And then are we asking the programmers to get back with us and tell us if they were successful?
Well, we should put a timeline on it, perhaps.
Well, what do we want back from the programmers?
Well, we're not asking the programmers. See, that's the whole problem is if this is interpreted as we're directing the programmers to report back to the programming committee, that's a very a totalitarian process.
Yeah.
But if we don't ask for anything back from the programmers.
No, I understand. But the protocol, Therese, all I'm saying is the protocol is this is something that we assume the program directors are gathering in the course of doing program evaluation. So we're simply asking the program director who's going through the chain of command, through the ED to the GM, however we want to handle that, to say, can you tell us that you are undertaking this information, and can you provide us with some substance that shows that it's happening?
Okay, how about this? If the motion is simply, in order to implement or to start implementation of the recently approved national program policy, we request that program directors report to the committee how they are implementing 3.0 of that policy, and then we could quote 3.0 that you just read, Rob.
8.0.
Oh, 8.0, okay. How's that? And we just quote it.
Well, sure, and I guess if we're going to be systematic, then the larger part of that is program evaluation. The question is, the question would be to the individual stations, are you engaged in program evaluation? Where are you in the process? How does it work? And what kind of assistance can you get from the Pacifica family to help make this work? Because the reality is all of our stations have attempted to do program evaluation at various points in time, and we've never really completed it and institutionalized it. Is that a safe statement?
Yeah.
Not lately.
Hmm?
At least not lately.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the larger issue is program evaluation, and the motion, I think the better motion would be to deal just with the issue of program evaluation. You know, is it taking place? Where are you in the process? You know, we'd like to see this specific information from the individual programmers, and can you tell us what kind of assistance the Pacifica family can give you in completing the process? Because I personally think, having discussed this, you know, offline with a number of program directors and general managers, it's not that they don't want to do program evaluation, it's that they really don't know how to do it, and they don't have any resources to help them deal with problems that they've got. So I think the motion should be expanded to deal with program evaluation generally, not specifically simply with the issue of the...
Okay, how about this? In order to start implementation of the recently approved national program policy, we request that each station inform us of the progress of their program evaluation. their program evaluation process, including the collection of information from individual programmers on. Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine.
But let me get it and then read it.
I'm sorry, this is Bonnie. I didn't understand that part about the collection of information from individual programmers.
Yeah, we're asking the TDs, or the stations, to tell us the progress of their program evaluation process, including the collection of information from individual programmers on the goal, the ways in which their program fulfills the mission.
So you are indirectly asking each programmer to report to the board how their program is
the
mission?
To the PD, to their PD.
The programming policy, section 8.0 of the program policy under program evaluation reads that program evaluation should encourage programmers to explain how they fulfill the Pacifica mission and detail their efforts to assure that their programs are educational, informative, and engaging. All of our stations, at least as far as I know, claim that they do programmer self-evaluations, that they ask the programmers to talk about what their programs are about and how they fulfill the mission. And we're simply saying, we assume that you do this. Please explain to us that you do it and how you do it. It's a part of the policy, Bonnie.
Yeah, that part made sense. I just didn't understand the part about collecting information from individual programmers.
Well, I think the problem is that although most stations claim they do program evaluation, and they've actually written up documents in which they ask the programmers to do that, many of them don't actually go to the step of putting it forward. In fact, I only know of one station that's engaged in the process of program evaluation in a formal process now. And they've been involved in it for, like, 2 years.
Can I try this again and see if this works then, Bonnie?
Can you speak up?
Pardon?
Can you speak up?
I'm sorry. In order to start implementation of the recently approved national program policy, we request that each station inform us of the progress of their program evaluation process, including the progress of collecting information from individual programmers on the ways that their program fulfills the mission. And that basically says to be, and then citing 8.0 underneath this, because that basically says this is what everyone's supposed to be doing, and if you aren't doing it, you know, hopefully it gives them a little kick in the butt so they do start the process.
Where is the stick? Where is
there
the
is
part
one. We
that's,
have some.
Well,
how do we? I don't know where the stick is.
Well, we get the stick by going to the executive director and saying, "This is what we want to do. Will you make it mandatory under punishment of death or losing a finger or whatever the thing is? Otherwise, you've been 50 years of Pacifica, and you understand that nothing that's mandatory ever gets done if somebody doesn't feel like doing it."
So, Steve, are you saying that we start by saying we are requesting that the PD, that the ED, in order to start implementation of the recently approved national program policy, we request that the ED ask each station to, and then go on from there?
That's certainly one way. I mean, there are a lot of ways, but I do want the backing of the ED, which says, in effect, without saying it, that if you don't comply, something terrible will happen to you. We may make you a member of this committee. I can't think of anything worse. but that kind of thing.
Okay. Unless someone else has other wording, let me see if this works. In order to start implementation of the recently approved national program policy, we ask the ED to request that each station inform the National Program Committee of the progress of their program evaluation process, including the progress of collecting information from individual programmers on the way that their program fulfills the mission. see 8.0, which we can include below.
Sure, I mean.
Welcome.
I think that before we can start getting into any carrot and stick situations, and I understand what Steve is saying, but I think the critical thing in a dialogue like this is for each station we have to know of the approximately, you know, between 50 and 168 shows that you have, how many of them have responded and told you this information? And if you didn't ask them, then we need to know that. But if you did ask them, we need to know how many weighed in. And until we have that information, we can't get into the stick part of the discussion. Steve, isn't that correct?
Yes, unless we combine that in the request and say that pursuant to whatever it was before, we had asked that certain things be done, or it was asked that certain things being done. if they haven't been done, why not? And there should be some sort of penalty. You know, I don't want to be punitive about this, but the problem with Pacifica is that rules are made and orders are given and motions are passed and people thumb their noses at them.
But couldn't it be more? However, they have not been asked this before. This is the first step.
Could somebody please pound one, because the dogs and the TVs...
I can't hear.
This is the staff.
Yes. I think it's time for us to hear from someone else. Serene, could we hear from you?
I think it's fine to go ahead, pass the motion, asking the PDs to get this information together and asking that they get it to us no later than mid-January. I realize that that's actually, I'll tell you, I actually think a more reasonable date would be to ask them to get it to us by the end of January. One, it's the holiday season, and two, everyone's going to be either in fundraising or preparing for fundraising for most of January. So we certainly want it before everyone gets into the swing of things in February. But
right.
Give them some time to actually get the information together. I think putting a date that we need the information would be useful. I actually don't think that it's necessary to threaten the people.
Serene, let me just get clarity. You're saying by the end of January?
By the end of January, yeah.
Okay.
Is that January 30th or 28th, or... We need a specific date?
Well, let's say the date at the end of January before the board meets. The board meets on the 26th.
Oh.
So could we pick, you know, like a Friday before the 26th? Is
that
acceptable, Serene?
That would be the night.
KPFA goes into Fund Drive January 30th.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think this has any impact on the Fund Drive, do you?
It has an impact on a program director trying to prepare for Fund Drive.
Can I ask one question, Steve Brown? What's the reality of the situation of asking a programmer who has been doing something for years to sit down and draft one paragraph telling us what he is about or what she is about? It shouldn't take more than a few minutes for somebody to talk about his own program in one paragraph.
Yeah, program directors have either done this or they haven't done it, Bonnie. I don't understand. And if they haven't done it, they can say, we didn't do it, but we'll do it, we'll let you know.
Exactly.
Bonnie, do you think January 19th is workable?
To come back with a full report on program evaluation?
To answer the question.
You know, to me, I actually think that because this programming policy is brand new and we have no idea how well it is able to be put into action, because it's a policy that hasn't been used practically yet, I think it might make more sense to go to the programming people. I don't disagree with the idea of having them report to you what state each of the stations is in as far as evaluation and what they might be contemplating or be putting into action. But to ask for a report that lists, you know, how many of your air staff people have come through and given you a paragraph about how your show meets the mission, and frankly, having been evaluated many times at KPFA and done a self-evaluation, it's not just a half hour, Steve. I think that a lot of the programmers take this up pretty seriously.
Can I read the slightly amended motion?
Sure, go ahead, Sherna. We'll read it again. And I think we're going to have to go someplace else.
In order to start implementation of the recently approved national program policy, we ask the ED to request that each station inform the National Program Committee by January 19th of the status of their program evaluation process, including the progress of collecting information from individual programmers on the ways that their program fulfills the mission. It seems to me they get back to us and say, oh, gee, okay, we'll start that. You know, I don't think that we start by saying, tell us how many you've collected, because I doubt that very many have. But, this is just a way to try and kickstart the whole damn thing, in my view. And then we cite 8.0.
Are we ready? Should we bring this to a vote? Or?
Sure. I'm always
okay.
Voting. Let's restate it once more and vote.
Second.
Sure, you want to run past this again?
Okay. In order to start implementation of the recently approved national program policy, we ask the ED to request that each station inform the National Program Committee by January 19th of the status of their program evaluation process, including the progress of collecting information from individual programmers on the ways that their program fulfills the mission. See 8.0 below.
Can I make a suggestion? Why not?
Sure, Steve, go ahead.
Why not have the ED ask for that information and have them send it to the ED, who will then pass it on to the committee? That's not a threat, but it just seems to have more force.
Why can't we just pass a motion and send it to the ED and let him get the information?
That would be fine. And have it come. In other words, if the ED wants something, he'll get it. If the committee wants something, Pacifica may treat this committee as they've always treated committees, and that's by not paying any attention to its requests.
Okay, then what date do we want to put on it?
The same date.
Same date?
Yeah.
Okay, so it would then simply read, we ask the ED to request that each station inform him by January 19th, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
And he passed the information back to us.
Yeah.
Right.
If he doesn't want to do it, we'll hear from him.
Right.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
I think the ED has his assignments, and that's fine. I don't think that every committee needs to pass everything through the ED. I think the information can be communicated to the program directors and their general managers, and we tell them what date we want the information, and we expect to get it. You know, I don't really approve of everything sort of going through this one person as though they're the foundation. They're not the foundation. We're the foundation.
Serene, I couldn't agree with you more. Unfortunately, I think that we're not going to get a response if we don't do it this way.
Well, let's try. This committee has one more meeting in, as presently constituted, one more meeting in December,
mm-hmm.
and possibly a meeting in January. If we don't have it by the time we meet in January, well, what, the third Monday or something? Which means we'll be meeting before the PNB meets in Berkeley. One of the things we can urge that the newly constituted committee, regardless of how many of us are on there, is in fact to step it up in terms of making the request. But by all, you know, I guess, you know, I really do believe that we can work collaboratively, unlike the view that some people seem to have of Pacifica. I actually think it's a bunch of people who very often are overworked and don't always get to what they want to get to when they'd like to get to it. But I do believe that most people involved actually do mean well and do want a process that makes sense to everyone. So I'd like us to try to get it without, you know, one, with certainly without threatening people, which I think is counterproductive at best, and downright hostile and nasty, you know, at other times, and without, you know, working as though without any given person, any single person sitting in Berkeley, we can't get anything done.
Steve Brown, I object to the characteristic of hostile and nasty. What I'm looking for is accountability. If there is no accountability,
Rob,
we'll get
is
no
there
result.
A stack, or do some people have to request an opportunity to get on the stack while others can just jump in and talk over whatever they feel?
Sabrina, I got your point. Are you done?
Yeah, I would just like, you know, when I ask to speak, I do ask for the floor, and I would like every member to operate in the same manner.
I would like to be on the stack again.
Okay.
Do we have an adjournment time?
Yeah, we've passed it, so we need to adjourn soon. Can we adjourn at...
As soon as we deal with this, we would adjourn.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Great.
I don't think we voted on the language of the actual proposal.
Because
there are two issues. One is, what are we asking for? The second question that was just raised by Serene was that she proposes that we ask it of the individual program directors rather than that we ask it go through the executive director. So if we can kind of divide that question, does that make sense, Sherna?
I would like
yes.
to talk to that. I think there are two issues with regard to accountability. Serene, I really do agree with you. I think we also have an issue in terms of accountability of the ED himself. Is he going to help implement this national program policy? And for that reason, as well as I think it's a way to kind of jumpstart it more quickly or get a sense of what's happening, I would support the idea that he be the one to request it. And then we also hold him accountable.
That's a good wrinkle. You're right.
Hey, Rob,
does anyone else have a point to make?
Yeah, I'd like to get on stack. It's Bonnie.
Okay, Bonnie, go ahead.
I'm not quite sure where you just left that because I keep coming in and off on mute. But I don't think that board can go directly to a program director. I think your choices are ED to general manager to program director or national board to local board to general manager to program director.
Can I just clarify, Bonnie?
Yes, Sherna, thank you.
It reads that each station inform him, so whatever is the appropriate process will presumably is how it will go.
Well, can we just vote then on Sherna's motion, and if it fails, we'll look for substitute motions.
Steve Brown, can I add one more thing?
Wait a minute. Serene, did you say something? What?
I have a point of information.
Sure, Serene, go ahead.
Yeah. Did we not agree some time ago that each PD was, in fact, a member, for all intents and purposes, of this committee? So it would merely be some committee members asking other committee members to provide certain information so we can move forward.
I don't recall that agreement.
I don't either. We've invited the EDs numerous times to participate, and it's happened once, maybe twice, in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Rob?
Steve, sorry, I forgot you.
That's okay. I'd like to make a suggestion that we do not phrase it, ask the station. There is no such thing as a station. Unless we name somebody, and I mean the general manager, we may not get results because it will fall to nobody in particular and go through the cracks. If the general manager is made responsible for getting that information, he or she will direct it to wherever it has to go, and then it will come up through that
yes.
manager to the ED.
Right, I hear.